Imagine Taylor Swift was forced to stay in a small town and put on a free concert for the local citizens. That's what happened to this world-famous star, and the town still hasn't forgotten it over 150 years later. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
You may never have heard of singer Jenny Lind. When P.T. Barnum paid to bring her from Europe to New York in 1850, everyone knew her name.
The people in the United States absolutely went into a frenzied berserk. 30,000 people met her at the dock. Tickets were raffled off for $650 apiece. The hotel where she stayed paid Barnum $1,000 a night for her to stay there.
Charlie Ski says her concerts were the biggest and most expensive tickets of the day. And just as now, there was plenty of merchandise one could buy to remember the event.
They sold baby cribs, soups, clothing, everything under the sun.
But Charlie loves to share how the superstar made an improbable stop in seemingly insignificant Elizabethtown, Kentucky to perform. It was all because of a request Miss Lind had made.
She wanted to see one of the major wonders of the world, Mammoth Cave. So, on her way to Louisville, she stopped in, took a day off, toured Mammoth Cave, and of course was such a celebrity that they named one of the areas there in Mammoth Cave after Jenny Lind.
She stayed the night in Elizabethtown. The entire town turned out the next morning just to get a glimpse of her. Something unexpected then occurred.
She walked up the street from the Eagle House where she was staying, stood on the front porch here at the Hill House, and sang songs for the people of the town, and they did not have to pay $650 a ticket.
The free concert endeared her to the people here, an event still talked about in history walks that Charlie conducts each summer. Traveling the countryside in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.